American Idol rocker. He was also the star of in Broadway's Rock of Ages. He only got a cameo, though, in the movie, interestingly enough. Uh-huh. He's celebrating his 49th birthday. Jimmy Johnson, one of the top drivers in NASCAR, also celebrating today. He is 49 years old as well. Jason, the original Red Ranger in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Oh, see, every person knows a different version of the Power Rangers because mm-hmm. they've been around for an mm-hmm. eternity. Actor Austin St. John is celebrating his 50th birthday. Vinny from Naughty by Nature is celebrating his 54th birthday. I don't know. We just pulled out OPP last week, but maybe right. we have to do it again. I mean, I feel like if we're talking Naughty by Nature, you got to get down with some OPP. Dougie Fresh, he is a rapper who may be the world's greatest human beatbox. That might have been one of his biggest skills in life. He was actually pretty good at that. He is 58 years old. Kyle Chandler is celebrating a birthday. He was Deputy Rayburn on the Netflix series Bloodline. Before that, you knew him as Coach Taylor on Friday Night Lights. Director Bryan Singer is also celebrating a birthday. He is responsible for giving us Bohemian Rhapsody, The Usual Suspects, Superman Returns, and most of the X-Men movies. He is 59 years old. Pretty talented and gifted guy. We also have Kevin Clash, former voice of Elmo on Sesame Street. He lost his gig, though, after he was accused of having adult recreational activities with several men that were underage. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was... No, we can't have that surrounding Elmo. That's just not good stuff. That's not good. Anyway, he's celebrating his 64th birthday. Rita Rudner is celebrating a birthday. She's a comedian who's been doing Vegas shows since 2000, 71 years old. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark Fin, is celebrating. Yes, she is 73 years old. And finally, Phil Jackson, Zen Master, retired LA Lakers coach, 79 years old today. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, just text us 355-9970. Now,
kind of crazy that Power Rangers will soon be able to get their senior citizens discounts.
I know, they're so close. They're very, so very close. Yeah. It's kind of insane, especially if you remember back to the early days of the Power Rangers, which really should tell us how old we really are and say less about the Power Rangers. Let's be honest.
Go, Power Rangers.
Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, did I already say this part? You can text us 355-9970. I don't know if I said that part, but I do know that we got to talk about the forecast here in a minute. It's going to be sunny and warm today and really over the next few days. Corey Hartman's going to tell you more about that in just a few minutes. Plus, we'll have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
I love fall. Warm days, cooler nights, the fall colors, pumpkins, apple cider, and big savings. That's right, big savings. To celebrate the season, I like to offer you the chance to fall into savings. Today, you'll save an additional 15% off your big deals purchase of any gift certificate in stock. That's restaurants, entertainment, car care, all at an additional 15% off today. Just enter the promo code FALL.
Go to maxfmbigdeals.com to save right now.
Hi, I'm Joan Baldwin. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs is waking up behind bars this morning. The hip-hop mogul was arrested in New York City last night after an investigation that's lasted nearly a year. ABC's Aaron Katursky will be in the courtroom today.
Diddy's attorney says we are disappointed with the decision to pursue what we believe is an unjust prosecution. Federal prosecutors say the charges will be unsealed this morning, but Diddy has been under criminal investigation since his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, accused him in a civil lawsuit of sexual and physical abuse.
Former President Donald Trump speaking out about the latest assassination attempt against him. Trump recounting on X what happened at his golf club in South Florida and praising his Secret Service detail.
All of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air. I was with an agent, and the agent did a fantastic job.
Former employees at OceanGate testifying in the Coast Guard's formal investigation into the implosion of the Titan submersible, saying they didn't originally know their mission was to even reach the Titanic. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One man was rushed to the hospital and two dogs were killed Friday evening after several explosions set a garage on fire. According to the Tomah Fire Department, the fire happened on the 200 block of Green Acres Avenue around 6:30 Friday night. Firefighters were told the garage was fully engulfed in flames and there had been several explosions. By the time crews arrived, the fire was spreading into the home. The fire department knocked down the fire quickly, but continued suppression took several hours. The home's resident was working on his moped in the garage when the fire started. He suffered third-degree burns in the fire. The home is deemed a total loss. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Madison on Friday. The vice president is returning to the battleground state for the fourth time since she launched her White House campaign in July. According to a spokesperson, the vice president will be holding an early evening rally. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's so good, made from an original family recipe. GrandpasBBQShop.com.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
99.7
It's 8:08 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We told you we were going to pull out Naughty by Nature if a member celebrating a birthday. OPP.
Temple. The last P, well, that's not that simple. It's
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 12 minutes after 8 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And Finn, I found this to be a really interesting topic this morning as we're getting down with OPP. That was a great song. I mean, I know we just played it last week when another member of Naughty by Nature was... I mean, can you get enough with OPP, though? Enough of OPP? Nah. I don't think so. That's one of those songs. But at any rate, we got to talk about movies here for a minute because, you know, one person's favorite movie is another person's least favorite movie. And we're probably never going to stop arguing about who's right and who's wrong. And quite honestly, those are the arguments of this world that I feel like we should be having every single day. So let's get some new arguments going this morning, especially when we take a look at this list of the 25 most overrated movies of all time. Now, we're going to start at the bottom. We're not going to hit all 25 because, well, we've got time to keep here this morning. And I've already been fashionably late most of this hour. But at any rate, we're going to start down here at the bottom of the list. 25 on the list is American Hustle from 2013. This is considered to be one of the most overrated movies of all time. I didn't think it was a horrible movie. I didn't think it was a great movie. I don't even know if I would consider it overrated. I was just kind of about the whole thing.
But, indifferent to it?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was, it wasn't my favorite movie of all time, but I didn't think it was the worst one I'd ever seen, and I was cool with it. I mean, it had
that
an all-star
one,
cast.
I've never seen that movie. Never.
It had an all-star cast, so yeah. There is that. Private Benjamin comes in at number 23 on the list from 1980. Now take the words of Goldie Hawn right out of your mouth. Was it a good movie? Probably not. Was it quirky? Yes, because that's what you got with Goldie Hawn. Was it a cult classic? Absolutely. That's why most movies become cult classics, because they are not great and completely overrated.
It would be it was a huge smash when it came out, when it was released. It's interesting that it made the list because that's one of those movies that, at least for me, you tend to forget. You don't think about it that often.
Right. Exactly. But it was, I mean, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I don't go back good and watch it all the time, but it was Goldie Hawn. You were going to get something kind of quirky and silly all at the same
time. Boy, she had a hot streak there, didn't she?
Oh, she was awesome. Goldie
she did
Hawn
that movie with Chevy Chase, Seems Like Old Times, and then Private Benjamin. And she was on a hot streak there for a while.
Well, and you know, she's been with Kurt Russell for a really long time. And I recently watched an interview with the two of them where they're thinking about redoing another version of Overboard. I'm like, seriously, I love both of you, but you're like 100 now. Is this really a great time? I mean, I don't say that to be rude. It's just when you look at where they were at the original Overboard and where they're at now, I don't know if it would have the same kind of meaning to
impact
the audience. Overboard wasn't a great movie again, but it was funny and you loved Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell together on stage or on screen. So I don't know if it would have the same resonance with the audience as the original did, but we'll see. Hopefully somebody talks him out of that. Elf. This is going to probably be a controversial one. That comes in at number 20 on the list. Of course, it came out in 2003. Everybody loves Will Ferrell. Everybody loves Buddy the Elf. Everybody loves to pull this one out at the holidays. And to me, most of those movies that are holiday movies, we'll put it in air quotes, should stay at the holidays.
Yeah, I agree.
I love Elf, don't get me wrong, but I like to pull it out basically once a year, and then I'm
right
like,
around Christmas time.
Yep, now I'm good. I saw Buddy the Elf in his giant tights, and I'm ready to move on with the world. This is a bit of a surprising one as well, I thought. Top Gun, number 19 on the list from 1986. Now, again, it became a little bit of a cult classic. People loved the movie. They especially were very excited a few years ago when Top Gun Maverick came out. I don't know if it's overrated. Is it overrated or overplayed? It's kind of like music, right? I think you get so kind of bombarded with it on all of the different networks because you can find it anywhere now. And then especially when Top Gun Maverick came out. So to me, it's more of a maybe oversaturation than overratedness factor. But that's kind of me. I don't know. What do you think of Top Gun? Where are you at on that one?
I'm going to make a confession here. You're asking the wrong person. I guess I've always been a little confused about why it was so popular. Sure.
Right.
But it was, you know.
It was a young, hot Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what it was. And let's be honest.
We can't all agree on everything, right?
Right.
I mean, it might not be exactly my cup of tea, but
right.
Everybody else loves it, so that's
sure.
Cool. You know?
I mean, it had Val Kilmer, so it had a very good cast, young up and coming cast, as it turned out at the time. Here's what I would say about Top Gun. I actually appreciated Top Gun Maverick more for the acting skills, because if you watch Top Gun, the original, this was a young baby cast. Tom Skerritt was really the only thing that pulled it together as far as season.
At that time, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So as far as acting goes, yes, I would say that it was very overrated by that, just because
even
Tom
Kelly
Skerritt,
McGillis was,
they were,
I mean,
so
she
young.
Was fairly young. Yeah.
Yeah. They were so young. So the acting was not great. But I get why people love it. It was action-packed, it was fast, it had an amazing soundtrack, you know, that kind of thing. So again, that's why I kind of feel like maybe oversaturation versus overrated. But yeah, the cast was really young. They weren't very seasoned yet.
When we move through this list, I'm going to ask you, or you can just tell me.
Okay.
If there's a movie that shows up on this list where it's a similar thing for you, where it's
sure.
just this huge popular movie, and you've just never got it. You just,
right.
It just never
okay.
clicked with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess maybe with 17 on the list would be one of those for me. Good
Will
Hunting.
Well, I see number 16 on the list,
yes,
and I know
yes,
that's
well,
not going to be a
no,
favorite
I, yeah,
of yours.
No. So 17 is kind of in the vein that you're talking about for me. It's Good Will Hunting from 1997. Yes, I appreciated the movie. I thought the acting was great, but it was one of those movies that I felt really hard to watch. It was a lot of stuff in that movie, and I didn't feel like it always translated to the screen very well as far as the complications of how the mind worked. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I felt at parts of it, I was like, nope, you kind of lost me here. Now, I get that, you know, people love Good Will Hunting. So again, opinion based.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, but that was one of those movies for me. No, and yes, you mentioned number 16, The Birds from 1963. I will say that I've never watched that movie ever. Don't have intentions, aren't gonna watch it, probably will never see it. It will go down in infamy for me as the movie that should never have been.
But it's not because of Tippi Hedren, it's
no,
because of
I'm
the
sure
birds.
She was great. That's right. I'm sure Tippi was phenomenal in that role. I don't care if Tippi was phenomenal in that role. I don't
it's
want
a hard
to see
pass
it.
For you.
It's going
have you
to
ever
never...
actually seen the movie?
No, not at all. I have no intentions of ever seeing it. It's been around since 1963, something
uh-huh.
that's actually older than me,
uh-huh.
If you ask Dexter.
Uh-huh.
And no, I have no intentions of ever going to see it.
Now, personally, I mean, I would say it's not my favorite Alfred Hitchcock,
sure.
but...
For 1963, I'm sure it was done well.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's on the list as
right?
far as people talking about how
sure.
overrated it is. But again,
you know,
can't
again,
agree
it's,
on
an,
everything.
It's an each their own thing. Again, I would rather have us argue about things like this than whatever else is happening in the world, to be honest. Now, we're starting to get into the top 15. So there's going to be some bigger movies on this list that I'm sure people are going to be aghast at if we name them as an overrated movie. 15 on the list is one of those, I think. Gladiator from 2000. I thought that was an awful movie. I've never even been able to sit through the whole thing. I did not enjoy it. I thought it was way over the top. I thought it was way overdone. Maybe the acting was fine. I just thought the entire movie was over the top. And so, but that's, again, my opinion. So there you go.
Not your cup of tea.
No, okay. It just was yeah. not. The Notebook at number 14. Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, I love a good romantic movie. I love myself a good rom-com every now and then, and I get this one was a little bit more dramatic, but The Notebook, that's gonna
yeah.
be a hard pass for me on that particular one from 2004, by the way. This one's probably gonna spark a little controversy for a lot of people. From 1939, Gone with the Wind also makes this particular list.
One of my wife's favorites.
Really? Oh,
mm-hmm.
I've seen it multiple times, and again, I feel like this might be more of an oversaturation thing
yeah.
than an overratedness
thing. I don't
thing.
Get it. I don't get it. That's not my thing.
Yeah, no. My favorite part is when Carol Burnett redoes it and comes down the steps with a curtain rod. Like that's
with the curtains. Yeah.
Yes, that's my favorite part is when she remakes that infamous scene of her coming down the steps from the curtain dress. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? There's some good ones. Do you have one on here that you got to mention?
I see one on here, which, wow. Number 11 is,
good or bad for you?
Bad. You know, there are many times where those Oscar-winning movies just do not click with me. Yeah, it's like they're, I don't know even why they make the decision, why they say they define this as a best picture, or I don't get it. You know what I mean?
Well, now, the title we're talking about is The English Patient from 1996, and I feel like that a lot at the Oscars. Like, the movies that are nominated for the awards are not movies that resonate with the audience. They're obviously looking at something completely different than people who want to be entertained are looking at, because there are tons of those movies when I'm like, I like some of them I can't even sit through because I don't understand them. I don't think they're funny. I don't love them.
They're just kind of boring.
Right, exactly.
Remember when Elaine on Seinfeld had to go see it?
I don't. Oh, now I'm going to have to go find that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go find that clip. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be one of the things I'll try to do.
That was my reaction.
This is another one, a couple of them here as we get into the top 10. Miracle on 34th Street, the original 1947 version. Again, though, that's a Christmas film. I feel like anytime you have those Christmas films, and that one's been redone so many times at this point. I mean, again, I think it's just because it's just on all the time. The Breakfast Club, though, at number 7 is interesting. I mean, that was really the movie that made the Brat Pack, right? From 1985, and they're calling it the most overrated, one of the most overrated.
No.
And not only is it towards the bottom of, like, it's number 7 on the list as far as movies go. So,
see, now, in my opinion, I would much rather watch The Breakfast Club than The English Patient.
Well, yes, and of course.
I think The Breakfast Club is a classic. I think it's perfection in a bottle.
Now, my husband just texted, and he says that he agrees with where it's at on the list, that he felt like it was a dumb movie.
The Breakfast Club?
The Breakfast Club,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And I get that. I mean, the concept was a little weird. Like, who wouldn't discover these kids running amok in the high school? But, you know, whatever. You have to have a good
plot. Suspend your disbelief, yeah.
Exactly. But at the same time, I guess if you're looking at it from the standpoint of where this elevated that group of actors, you can't deny what that did for them, for that entire group.
For Emilio a while.
Estevez, Ali Sheedy, right? Molly Ringwald. I mean, you can't disagree with where their careers went, at least for a good portion of the 80s after The Breakfast Club.
Have you watched the Andrew McCarthy documentary?
I have not. I've heard that I should, though.
Yeah.
I've heard that I should watch it. So
it's
maybe that'll have to maybe be something I get to at some point. Friday the 13th from 1980, number 6 on this particular list. I mean, does anybody actually overrate this movie? Even people who love it probably wouldn't say it's some sort of masterpiece, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Now, this one I totally agree with, even though it's a guilty pleasure of mine. Grease, the original, not the Michelle Pfeiffer version, whatever the heck that was, from 1978. Horrible acting. They break into song at weird places. They fly off in a car at the end instead of driving away. I mean, let's be honest, it was not a great film, but it is always going to be one of my all-time favorites. How can you not love Sandy and Dan?
You probably be watching the text line number now, because Indy Angie is probably texting in disbelief right now. You know, but I wonder sometimes if it's just because it's overrated, in air quotes, if it's just
Espy's
because
got something to say about the whole thing
of the popularity of it. I mean,
again, it's an overplay thing. I mean, do you remember they used to do marathons of it on the weekends on like TNT when cable was still a thing? And like you could watch Grease over and over. It was kind of like, you know, the midsummer version of A Christmas Story, you know, like that's what you did. This one I totally agree with. In fact, this was a movie, speaking of Oscar winners, that I couldn't even get through. Like, I was like, I don't even understand what's happening. Everything Everywhere All at Once from 2019. Uh-huh. I found that to be a horrible movie. I did not enjoy it. I got like a quarter of the way through and I'm like, I don't understand what's happening.
It's very bizarre. It's very strange.
Because it's an Oscar nominated film, right? So like I tried to get into it. I couldn't do it. It still haunts me because it's like I continue watching on my streaming platform and I'm like, nope, not doing it. Uh-huh. Not going back in there.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, I know you and the family loved Oppenheimer, okay? Mm-hmm. So that was a big Oscar winner, right?
Right.
And when we were on our flight to Ireland this year, Taylor loved the movie. My oldest son loved Oppenheimer, okay?
Yep.
And he was, nobody else had seen it, okay?
Okay.
So he tried to convince Colin on the flight to watch Oppenheimer.
Sure.
And so on the flight back, Colin tried to watch Oppenheimer and
get into it.
Yeah. Taylor asked him afterwards. He's like, so what did you think? And Colin just kind of went, nah.
See, it's all perspective and taste. No right or wrong answer. Up comes in at number three on this list from 2009. Of course, that is the Pixar movie, and a lot of jaws might drop at this one, but the reasoning is actually pretty solid. The rest of the movie really doesn't live up to that brilliant, heart-wrenching first 20 minutes. I mean, those are iconic scenes, even as a Pixar movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love the movie, don't get me wrong, but you're right. When you watch the rest of the movie after those 20 minutes, you're kind of like, oh, okay, this is cute. But those first 20 minutes, you really can resonate with those first 20 minutes, even as parents, as, you know, maybe grandparents taking their kids. So I get that one.
Mm-hmm.
Shawshank Redemption comes in at number two on the list from 1994. Yeah, that's a good favorite of mine. And that's one of those that I haven't watched like consistently all the time. I take, because that's a hard subject matter when you watch that movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I try not to oversaturate that one because I really do love it, and the subject matter is kind of, it's hard to watch, right? So I try to you know, tamper that one a little bit, but I do love the Shawshank Redemption,
just like number one.
Yeah, I think the acting in Shawshank Redemption and with that cast was just amazing too. And number one, speaking of, is The Joker from 2019. Small doses of The Joker from 2019. It's brilliant, right? And you just watch it and you're like, Joaquin Phoenix is just amazing, right?
He was brilliant. In it. Now, see,
yes.
I love Joker. I didn't expect to.
Right. See, that's the way I was too.
But I loved it. It is dark.
Yep.
It is disturbing.
Yes.
But he's phenomenal.
He's
sequel.
Amazing.
I'm not sure how the sequel is going to be, but
I'm excited to, gosh, will it live up to the original? And again, I've taken Joker in small doses. I have not overwatched that just because of the brilliance of Joaquin Phoenix, because I don't want to whitewash that, if that makes sense, because he is so brilliant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see what this version with Lady Gaga is going to be like. And here's what I'm going to say. Joaquin Phoenix is brilliant as an actor. Lady Gaga has shown to have some acting chops, so
yeah,
I'm a little interested.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes to be a little off and a little in doing
Cookie.
Weirder roles as well, too. So I feel like maybe the role that she's going to have in this is going to fit her particularly well. So I'm apprehensive, and I want other people to go see it before we dive in, because I want to read like Rotten Tomatoes reviews before I buy my tickets and go see it, right? So that's kind of where I'm at on that. And Dexter and I have talked about it. We've had the conversation. He's like, no, I'm right there with you. Because he's like, I don't know if you can duplicate what Joaquin Phoenix did first time around. But he's like, I'm interested to see if they can top it. So I'm there with him. So we'll see how that one works out for us.
I can understand why there's a lot of dislike for the original, for Joker.
Yes.
Because it's a dark subject matter, and that's not going to work for everybody.
In
a lot of ways, it kind of reminded me of... what is it? King of Comedy or Taxi Driver, you know, things like that. Yeah.
And people don't like to go to the movie and walk out going, that felt weird. I mean, people don't like that feeling.
Too, because a lot of people go to movies to be entertained, you know, to see something that is a little bit more maybe upbeat and makes them leave
Absolutely.
The theater in a good mood, as opposed to you know, feeling kind of horrible.
When that movie ended in the final scene, I was like, I don't know if I want to love this or if I mm-hmm. want to be sad for him mm-hmm. or if I want to mm-hmm. like go gouge my own eyes. Like what just happened? And so it was one of those movies I had to let it sit for a little bit. And then I said to Dexter, I want to see it one more time. And he goes, seriously? And I said, yeah, I got to take it in one more time mm-hmm. to know how I actually feel it. But by the second, halfway through the second, I was like, no, this is brilliance. Absolute brilliance.
Did you feel like it was a fantastic social commentary overall?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Especially when you look at the state of the world and where we're at on so many different issues. And then you mm-hmm. look at the like mental health issues that plague this country. Mm-hmm. No, I felt like it was very, maybe that's the weird part. Maybe it feels a little too close to where we are in some areas of the world that people are kind of like, oh no, I can't like this. I can't do it. Because sometimes you get that too, where art imitates life so closely, you don't want to admit that maybe there's a point there. Now, I'm a little surprised, though, to see no Quentin Tarantino on this list. I mean, really, is there a single filmmaker who gets branded as overrated more than Quentin Tarantino? Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, let's see. And probably wouldn't the go-to maybe be Pulp Fiction?
Yes. Oh, yes, for sure. For sure. Now, if anybody wants to check out the full list or see some of the criteria that they went through, this is actually over on the UK's independent art section, of course. So you can check that out and see the full list. I think they've got a few more things and talked a little bit more about the criteria that they use. So you can go find out why they chose it to be one of the most overrated if you're so inclined. Now, we do have to take a look at this forecast here quickly, Finn, because it's going to be a very warm day. Lots of sunshine, 87 for a high, clear down to 52 tonight. Sun 86 tomorrow, then upper 80s by Thursday with a chance for some thunderstorms Thursday night, maybe lingering into Friday. Right now, it is 61.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of September, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School Volleyball. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express of Baraboo.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 99.7 Max FM. Listen to Max FM while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen at 7-Eleven 1 and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored locally by Shields Fireside Hearth and Home of Baraboo, State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo, and Sagna Fjord Winery of Wisconsin Dells.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
It's 8:35 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Tuesday morning. It's Men at Work. This is Down Under on 99.7 Max FM.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women glow and men thunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Brussels,
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:39 right now. Thank you for joining us this morning. Hopefully your Tuesday is going well so far. I mean, hey, here's the good news. We made it through a Monday, so now we just get to kind of, you know, work our way through the rest of the week and hopefully get to the weekend sooner than later, because that is the goal of each and every week. And speaking of the weekend, we've got some good stuff happening in Baraboo this weekend, including Oktoberfest. That's right. It's time to don the lederhosen, because you're going to have a great time at Circus World. Now, this is going to take place on Saturday at the grounds of Circus World from 3 until 9. Live music, German cuisine, and Oktoberstyle beer all on tap. The Bear Brews Wisconsin Beer Choir is going to kick off the entertainment Saturday afternoon. Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots performing after that. And then, of course, the headliner, the Blue Olives, taking the stage at 7 o'clock. Now, it's not too late to get those advance buttons to get in. $10 at the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, or you can spend $12 at the door. So save yourself a couple bucks, and remember, those buttons are your admission to get into the event. So make sure you do that and get ready for Oktoberfest. If you want more information, Oktoberfest, that is October with a K, by the way, Oktoberfestbaraboo.com. So go check out the website, and you can find out all sorts of fun things about Oktoberfest in Baraboo, an event that came a few years ago and has been growing bigger each and every year. So it's very, very exciting. We hope to see everybody there. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It is going to be warm over the next couple of days. Corey Hartman's got more details on that, plus a chance for some thunderstorms on Thursday night. We're also going to have a look at sports next, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
The sounds of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 21st as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Local beer, live music, and pub games will entertain from 3 until 9. Instrumental funk band The Blue Olives are the headliners. Buy admission buttons for $10 in advance at the chamber office or $12 at the door on Saturday, September 21st at Circus World. For information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Just three games in, and the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting quarterback for the season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Van Dyke went down with an ACL injury in the opening possession of Saturday's blowout loss to Alabama. Redshirt sophomore Braden Locke takes over. The Atlanta Falcons pulled off an upset last night, coming from behind to beat the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-21. Kirk Cousins led the Falcons on a game-winning 70-yard touchdown drive with just over a minute left to secure the victory. Packers get the day off today before resuming work on Wednesday. They're 1-1 after Sunday's 16-10 win over the Colts. They'll visit Tennessee this Sunday. Champagne will be on ice tonight in Milwaukee as the Brewers can potentially clinch the National League Central Division crown. Their magic number is 2, and a win and a Cubs defeat would give the Brewers the title. Milwaukee knocked off the Phillies 6-2 in their series opener last night. They trailed the Dodgers by 2 and the Phillies by 3 for the top two records in the National League. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's so good, made from an original family recipe. GrandpasBBQShop.com.
Right now, it's 62.
99.7.
Warming up nicely here this morning, an absolutely beautiful start to the day, especially if those as those temperatures climb. I mean, who needs fall? We're not technically there yet, or says Mother Nature. I'm ready for fall, though. Apples, apple cider donuts, the pumpkins, the flannel. I say bring it on. Well, let's get through these 80s. Huey Lewis in the news now.
Bad girl's dream, make a bad one good.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:48 right now. And Finn, before we jump in and talk about these calendar days, we got to talk about saving some money today over at maxfmbigdeals.com. I mean, we all know that you can already do that, right? But today, you're going to save a little bit of extra because we have a 15% off sale. All you have to do is go over there, find all your favorite certificates, throw them in your cart, and then at checkout, type in the promo code FALL, and you're going to get that extra 15% off your total purchase price. So taking into account all of these sales that are already really, really awesome, now you're taking even more off. And like, I'm in the store right now, so an example of some of the things you'd find, right? Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss, working one-on-one with Dr. Angela. If you want to get a little bit healthier, that's what I did to lose my 70 pounds. I don't even remember what it is now off the top of my head because it's gone up and down a few times in the last few years. At any rate, $150 certificate, $85 all you're going to pay to make that appointment with Dr. Angela. And I'm telling you, it's an awesome program.
Well worth it.
Exactly. We also have Love Lash and Weld, which is some of that permanent jewelry. You can choose gold or silver. You can really customize it with all of your charms. They use a welding process that is not going to hurt you in any sort of way to make sure that bracelet, necklace, anklet stays on. A $40 certificate towards the jewelry, only $28. That might be something really fun to give, like somebody for their birthday, maybe a bridal party, something like that. That's kind of what I think of those things for, is like a little thank you gift or a birthday gift, or just to treat yourself. I mean, let's not throw that out of the way either. Yeah. And then we also got to talk about some of those fun adventures that we can take over at maxfmbigdeals.com. If you want to try axe throwing, Asgard Axe and Tap of Wisconsin Dells has a $25 certificate in the store. $17.50 is what we have it priced at, but then you take that 15% off, which means you're taking even more off your total purchase price. And really, can you top those types of savings? We're talking savings on top of savings, which is pretty darn cool. So do a little shopping today, maxfmbigdeals.com.
And now, everybody needs a break as far as the wallet is concerned. Save a little money, maxfmbigdeals.com.
Exactly. I love it.
I just conducted an experiment. I went quickly into my wife's office just to ask her, because we were just talking movies just a few minutes ago, overrated movies, or the list of overrated movies. And I went in there. I wanted to see if she would say Gone with the Wind. So I went in and I asked her, okay, top three movies of all time. Quick,
I'm going
go.
To guess it was not Gone with the Wind.
It wasn't Gone with the Wind. She surprised me. Wow.
Nice.
She did now, say one of the ones that was on the list, though.
Which one was that?
She said her number one was Amelie, actually.
Okay.
That was her number one.
We didn't talk about that, but Amelie was on the list. So I kind of agree with that one. Again, that's one of those I've only watched portions of, though, so I'd have to give it a fair shake. What other two did she say, just out of curiosity?
She said Wonder.
Okay.
The movie Wonder.
Yep.
And the original Star Wars. So she really
she upped the ante a little bit.
Yeah. She threw in Babette's Feast, which I know is one of her favorites too, and then Godzilla Minus One, which really surprised me, which we saw earlier this year.
Right.
But yeah. She surprised. No Gone with the Wind, and I said No Gone with the Wind, and she's like, well, you know, it's a great movie, sweeping movie, but it does have its issues. You know.
Yes,
so I was like,
this is
okay,
true. Well,
all right.
It was 1939. That's really all you have
to know.
Long
time ago.
Although there are Star Wars fans right now who just did that sharp inhale and can't breathe because we said that the original was maybe a little overrated.
These were the ones that she looked at as being her favorites, not movies that are overrated.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, these are her favorites. No,
she did surprise you. Huh?
Yeah.
I just walked in
and I said, what's your top three favorite movies of all time?
Okay.
And then she listed, and original Star Wars was number three for her.
All right.
I just wanted to see if she would say Gone with the Wind, because that was on the,
And then you have something to pick at her about. No, it's overrated.
Yeah.
All right, so we have to get to our calendar days here this morning because we have some good ones on the list. Today, we're going to start with this one because it's a biggie. National Voter Registration Day. This was started in 2012, obviously a holiday celebrating democracy in the United States, which is the goal to make everyone have the opportunity to vote, right? That's what we're doing today on National Voter Registration Day. Really, awareness is raised so that tens of thousands of people register to vote who may not be reached otherwise. otherwise. Now, obviously, we're coming very close up on an election season. If you haven't registered to vote, you can still do that. You can also, if you want to vote in this general election coming up on November 5th, but you don't register ahead of time, here in the great state of Wisconsin, you have the opportunity to register right there at the poll. So don't think that you can't vote. You have to have a form of ID, and sometimes it helps to have something with your current address on it, like a cell phone bill, electric bill, something like that. Right. But register to vote day is today. And I would also remind anybody who is already registered, check your voter registration. Make sure it's still active. If you haven't voted in a couple of elections, sometimes they like to clean up rolls just to, you know, make sure people are paying attention. So make sure you check that voter registration if you're looking forward to voting, early voting, absentee voting, or voting in person at the polls on November 5th. Now, we have a few other ones on this list. It is National IT Professionals Day. Thank you very much to those IT people who keep us going. And Dave Grant, I know that you do a few different things now at the station, but you were an IT professional for a very long time. So thank you. Thank you for your service. And thank you to my husband, who also has done IT a few times and still does IT on a daily basis as well. So we'll thank all those people who make sure our computers are up and running and we can do our jobs, right? Let's see, what else do we have? It is National Table Shuffleboard Day today. If you don't want to, you know, maybe pull out the full shuffleboard on the ground, you don't want to use the little slider things. I don't even know what the correct terminology is. You can tell a lot of how much shuffleboard I've played. You can do a table version of it, which is kind of darn cool. What else do we have on this list? Now I have a pop-up ad. There we go. I'll be able to tell you what's going on. Speaking of National Voter Registration Day, it is also Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. Now, these commemorate the formation and signing on September 17th, 1787 of the Constitution and recognize all who, by coming of age or by naturalization, have become citizens of this great country. So there you go. It's also Get Ready Day, which is always celebrated the third Tuesday in September. It was really created by the American Public Health Association as a day to help communities, campuses, workplaces, really just be prepared for any sort of emergency or a disaster, whether that's a natural disaster, a disaster of, you know, something that happens within the building, but just to be ready to make sure that we all have a plan in case something does go awry at some point in time. Hopefully that never happens to anybody. Right. It's good to have a plan, but hopefully you never have to activate that plan. Yeah. Let's be honest. And then, of course, we like to end with our good food ones, right? And there's a couple of them on here. National Monte Cristo Day is today. If you love yourself a good sandwich, which who doesn't? They're fantastic. And then it's also, now I can really get behind this one, especially if it's got some glazing on it and a little cinnamon involved. It's National Apple Dumpling Day today as well. Ooh. Doesn't that sound amazing? Yeah. I mean, it is peak season for all of those apples. It might be a little warm, but those apples, boy, they thrived this year in whatever what our growing season was with the really wet. And I was down at Oakwood a few weeks ago, and holy smokes, it was just beautiful driving in there looking at the orchard and seeing all the apples, trees like literally hanging over because there were so many apples and it was heavy from the weight. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's a good growing season. So I'm excited to get back down there and pick up some stuff. I love going down there, and everything that Dexter and I bought about a month ago, it's gone. It's like completely gone. So it's time to re-up the supply of donuts, apples, and maybe some turnover.
Those things don't stay in the cupboards very long, do they?
No, they don't. And I will say, I forgot to mention this on Monday, but I think you'll be very proud of me. Saturday night, we went down to downtown Baraboo and had dinner. We ended up at Little Village, which, you know, I mean, hello, we all know Little Village. It's delicious. Yeah. They had pumpkin cheesecake, and I was really in the mood for dessert. And I had myself a piece of real pumpkin cheesecake.
And?
Not some, it was so good. Yeah. Don't regret it for a second because it was so darn good. So that's your little tip from me today.
Look at
to
you,
splurge.
Treating yourself.
I know. I never do it. But I was like, you know what? I haven't had lunch today. This is like I was busy. So it was one of the only meals I had. And I was like, oh, I'm going to totally have pumpkin cheesecake. If the two of you, Dexter and Corey, are going to sit here and mow down a giant piece of carrot cake in front of me, I'm going to have some pumpkin cheesecake. So they had some delicious bread pudding, but with the gluten sensitivities, I opted for the cheesecake instead, which was Very, very good choice. So, yes. Awesome. So, maybe have to treat myself with an apple dumpling. See, that's how it starts, Finn. Just a little piece of cheesecake there. Now I'm going to treat myself with the apple dumpling here. Goes off the rails really, really quickly.
Again, Max FM for that great deal on Gateway.
Right. You know, that's right. That's right. That's why Dr. Angela exists. And again, it worked for me. And as much as I joke about it, I am going on year number 4 of keeping all of that weight off. So, you know, it's a great program. Taking a quick look at the forecast right now. Sunny 87 today, clear down to 52 tonight. Sun 86 tomorrow, upper 80s by Thursday. We do have a chance of some thunderstorms Thursday night, potentially lingering into Friday. Right now, it is 62. It's time for your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for Baraboo Oktoberfest, presented by Fairfield Inn and Suites in Baraboo. Enjoy a taste of Bavarian culture with an authentic ethnic festival celebrating Wisconsin's German roots. There's going to be great live music, German cuisine, and Oktoberfest-style beer on tap. This event's going to be held on the grounds at Circus World. The event is from 3 until 9 p.m. Great live music starts at 3:30. All the details and ticket information can be found at OktoberfestBaraboo.com. Again, this is Saturday, September 21st from 3 until 9 p.m. at Circus World. And the Laval American Legion Post 242 is going to be hosting their spaghetti dinner. This is going to happen on Saturday, September 21st from 4:30 until 7 p.m.